It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Things are going terribly for the auto industry. Even the girl on truck mud flaps has been forced to start temping for extra cash.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sing it, girls. You. On the program today, we're going to have our White Trash Giving Contest. You get yourself ready. Alert White Trashites all over our listening area, because coming up just after 4, we're going to take your phone calls for White Trash Giving and the best White Trash family that we determine with our panel of expert judges.
Yes.
We'll get a beautiful catered pre-Thanksgiving feast up in our conference room. That's a Thanksgiving feast for 8, overlooking the beautiful church here in Tupelo's Fairfax, Virginia.
That's us, right?
We're doing
next
that
to the church.
A little bit later on. Our text jumble continues. Are you ready for another word?
Another letter, rather?
Yes.
O.
O. Oh. There is an O. All right. Thank you very much.
Good.
Very good. Good luck to you, the texters. Whoever texts us in first with the successful answer to our text jumble today will get the prize pack from Live Nation. Let's go to the phones right now. Greg, who is on the road, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you there, Greggy?
A couple of quick things about that little boy out in Arizona.
Yeah,
last
go ahead.
Christmas, my son and I went target shooting with my brother. We're not hunters. It's far too cold, and I talk too much anyway to sneak up on an animal. Huh. But we took him target shooting. And we just fell all over ourselves to make certain he saw that the gun was never pointed at the target
right.
when someone would go up to check the target. And we would even say, you know, is it time to go check? And he'd say no, because the gun is still pointed where I would be walking.
That's and how old so, was your son when you did this, Greg?
He had just turned 7. And he goes to school with a lot of people in St. Mary's County who, kindergarten, first grade, they're out there hunting.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I'm not. This is a free country, and the last thing we're going to do here is judge anybody, especially somebody that you know has been around firearms and been around guns and hunted or target shot. You know, you do what you do, but you just if you're aware of the fact that you have a child, you know, I don't think it's necessarily a traumatic thing to expose a kid to firearms. I really don't.
No,
and it is part of our culture mm-hmm. in a lot of areas. And if you're careful, and you know, you're training the kid. You know, I don't know about putting a gun myself in the hands of a 7-year-old or somebody who just turned 7. That's basically a 6-year-old. I don't know if I'd do it. But if you're doing it, you're practicing safe, gun ownership. You're doing some education at the same time.
And he is.
And, you know, this we're talking about an 8-year-old kid that had guns in the house, mm-hmm. Knew where the ammo was.
I don't have a gun in my home.
Okay.
I don't trust myself to be safe enough and careful enough to keep my son or one of his friends from hurting themselves, so I don't keep them there. I keep them somewhere else.
And I think, really, it's not, judge not lest ye be judged.
Right.
I'm not going to judge you on that, and, if you're practicing safe training on that.
Thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I heard the little boy's confession right on your show, it sounded as though he said he reloaded the gun at one point.
Yep, yes. That's what he said.
He did.
Okay, if that's true, and if the investigators are standing there and they're like, okay, there's one empty chamber, 3 bullets in these men's bodies. Sounds like the little boy was involved. Doesn't mean, now I'm not talking about culpability. I'm talking about in terms of whether he actually committed it.
Yeah,
now,
I agree.
That could have been
agree.
Something that, they said to him.
Right.
Hey, did you know we found the gun this way?
Man, I can understand. Greg, I'll tell you, I can understand why the animals are going to run away if you ever go hunting. You are a talker, my friend. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate the call.
And none of that may be admissible.
There right.
may not be evidence.
Let's go to, with an 8-year-old, who gives a rat's ass, really? I mean, is the kid going to go to the joint for the rest of his life?
No.
He's going to be put in some institution. Jeff in Rochester, you're on the show. Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to chime in. I for a few years actually taught police officers how to shoot firearms. I worked for 2 different handgun companies, so I'm up with safety, all that stuff.
Okay.
My boys are growing up. I introduced them to firearms at the age of 7.
Okay, that's like the other guy, right?
Yeah, well, actually, when they were 6, but this is, more to me, you never know what your kids are going to get into
right.
when they're at somebody else's house. So I wanted to make sure that my kids understood how dangerous a gun is to
okay.
see what, you know, what a bullet can do. So if they happen to be at a friend's house and a gun is not stored properly.
Let me ask you a question, since you bring it up. My kids are both older now. They're 11 and 13, but I have a question for you. What would you tell a kid? You know, when you say this, you realize I'm not always sure. You know, my daughters go to sleepovers and go out into the country in very rural areas. Right. What do you do what do you tell a kid to do if you're at somebody's house and the kid says, you know, here's the gun, here's my dad's gun or something? What do you tell your kid to do?
My kids know that any time that, like, for instance, if they're shooting with me and I allow them to sit at the bench and shoot, their first question before they even touch the gun is it loaded? They won't even put their hands on it. If they were at a friend's house and a friend said, hey, let me show you my dad's gun,
right,
their first thing would be to either go to a parent in the house, or if the kid pulled the gun out, they would call 911.
Okay. All right, good. Good. I'm writing that down.
You never know what's going to... I mean, in my house, they're safe. They're locked up. Both my boys have a very... You know, they've gotten to see what a slug does to a watermelon, so they understand what that bullet can do to a person.
Okay, I'm with you. I think that's responsible.
And I also take my boys hunting, but at the age of 6 and 7, they're not going to be pulling the trigger, but they get to be in the woods. They really appreciate nature. They both like science, so they think it's cool to do the field dressing part as well. But
all right. I think guns are a reality in the United States, you know, sure. And, there are people that are pro-gun, there are people that are anti-gun, but the fact is, it's a reality, mm-hmm. And if people are handling it like you, Jeff, I'm okay with that. Let's go to Ryan. Last one on this, Ryan in Crownsville, Maryland. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, based on what the last person said, I've been over friends' houses when we were younger who they'd never fired a gun. They didn't know anything about a gun, but they were showing me their dad's gun.
I remember as a kid, I went through the exact same thing, Ryan. Mm-hmm.
I never did.
I remember that. I remember being over there. I'm not sure whether my friend Dougie. You know, it was the same dad that had the Playboys. That's why I remember it. He was a huge hunter. I mean, a huge hunter.
Lots of shooting in that house.
Out,
good
man.
Trade-off.
You would go into Mr. I'll say it, Mr. Newell's garage.
Oh, dear.
You'd go in there, and there'd always be something dead hanging up there.
Oh, man.
Dripping on the floor.
Was
on a
it Mrs. Newell?
Huh?
Was it Mrs. Newell?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I think they got divorced. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, they called it a divorce.
Maybe it's because he had the Playboys in the basement there. But, we went in there, and the guns. I remember there were some guns around. I had other kids in my. I grew up in a rural area, and you have guns around. You never know. I mean, it's dangerous. It's why you keep them locked up if you're a gun owner.
I'm personally not comfortable with young kids handling guns, but it sounds to me like there are a lot more responsible, safety minded, educating parents out there than there are the other kind.
You ever have a close call, Ryan?
No. My dad taught me. He was a cop, and he taught me how to shoot when I was 7, 8, and. But, you know, even at 7, 8, when he was teaching me how to shoot, we'd go out on Saturday. I couldn't have told you where he hid the gun.
Right.
Good. Well, that's good.
All right, let's take one more on this, and we're gonna move your news into the next segment because this is just we're running out of time here, and we got to do this.
Then we're gonna
do the white trash after that. Sean in Stockton, you're the last word on this. Real quick, please.
You know, in California, you have to pass a hunter safety course before you can even get a hunting license. You can't do that till you're 12. So I didn't start hunting until I was 12, but all of the deer rifles, all of the guns were in a gun safe in my father's room that even as a 31-year-old, I still don't know the combination to.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
And you're the last word on that.
Safe.
All right, thank you. Well, we're on the subject of guns and hunting and everything,
yeehaw.
Ladies and gentlemen, now let's do it right now. 800-636-107 if you'd like to be a part of our white trash giving
survey.
You get on the line to get on the air right now. We're going to take the auditions for the white trash giving next Wednesday right here at the studio up in our conference room. Mm-hmm. We're going to provide you the turkey dinner and everything goes along with it.
Trimmings.
It's all completely for free. What you have to do is be a good old white trash redneck. That's what we're looking for.
Hey, Mike, does that supper come with stuffing?
It sure does. That's a trimming, Rob.
I know that's a trimming.
That would be a trimming. So get on the line right now to get on the air. 800-636-106-7. We will take calls for white trash given, and we will get our first look at Neos with Mr. Buzz Burbank right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.